So we just start playing the CD, and all we do is, first of all, get your client to close their eyes. So everybody close their eyes. And what you're going to do is you're going to imagine that you're just being the client. Okay, and I'm going to be the practitioner. I'm going to do the recording for you. But all the way through, I'm just going to remind you of how we do it for somebody else. Okay? So just eyes closed, a couple of nice deep breaths. If you were at home listening to this, you just find somewhere comfortable. Could be lying on a bed, could be sitting in a nice cozy chair, could be anything at all. But you just find somewhere comfortable and you just continue to take a few nice deep breaths. And you're just pacing yourself. Or if you're working with a client, you're pacing the client. You're just noticing everything you notice, okay? So think about, what do you notice? The sounds, the feelings, sensations, feeling of your feet on the ground, or the feeling of sitting in the chair, or your breathing. Notice your breathing. The easiest way to relax is always just to let your breathing slow down, because as your breathing slows down, just gently, gradually, everything else starts to slow down too. Okay, even your mind starts to relax. Might take a while, but it will. So every breath you take, just feel yourself relaxing and going deeper. When you have a new client, it could take quite a long time to really talk them into relaxation, because they're not used to it. It's something new, it's something to learn. But you guys, you know, when you're listening to this recording now, it just feels so calm, so relaxing, and so easy, because you've done it before. So all I need to do for you is to tell you that you relax in your own way. You go into hypnosis in your own way. The words that you say to yourself, feelings, colours, shapes, images. Even the sounds of relaxation as you go deeper. It's like there's a wisdom inside of you, a knowledge, wisdom, and understanding inside of you, and you just need to let it come through. You know, it's like that story of going to the top of the hill for a walk, and when you get to the top of the hill, you find the person who's very wise, who can answer any question and give you anything you need. And you can do that anytime you want with any question you have. But just remember to ask the question and just silence, just let the answer come. It might take a while. And every day you can have a new question. And when you work with somebody else to help them to make incredible changes and breakthroughs, and you just guide them to that place where they can go to get the wisdom to ask the questions, to get the answers, to find the strengths, eventually one day they'll realize that that wise person is actually themselves. But you don't tell them that, you just let them find that out. It might take a long time, it doesn't matter. Eventually they realize. And they'll be very excited when they tell you what they've realized. You just give them space and time. They'll work it all out themselves. Just give them space and time. And there's no reason why you can't enjoy having lots of space and time yourselves now to answer the questions you want to answer. And as you relax, as you go deeper, as you relax, your confidence will start to grow from inside. Think about what confidence means to you. When you say you feel very confident about something, think about what that means and where you notice that feeling. How do you talk to yourself when you're confident? If somebody else saw you, like a close friend or someone you knew, how would they know you were confident? What would they notice about you? Sound of your voice, the way you stand, the things you say? Or is it just a feeling? Just notice where confidence starts. Whereabouts in your body does confidence start? What's it like? Is it an energy, color, feeling? Or is it a word or a phrase? But whatever it is, make it bigger, make it louder, make it strong. Move it to where you want it the most, so that it gets so strong, so powerful. And don't worry about the different thoughts and ideas that come into your mind. They just drift away. You can be so clear about the feelings and experience of what it's like to have supreme confidence, real self-confidence, and just let it grow. Play around with it like a new toy, like something, a new set of clothes, like a new adventure. Have fun and enjoy. And it's like you're rehearsing for a successful, confident future. And when you feel at your most confident, when it feels almost magical, you can see yourself confident, you can feel it, you can hear your confidence, you can breathe confidence. All I want you to do is to just say a word to yourself in your mind. I don't know what the word is. It could be confidence. It could be, hooray, I feel confident. It could be anything. You say something to yourself that is like an anchor. It's like a reminder. So you're programming into yourself something that you could say or do that just brings those feelings flowing back in. And then in your own time, when you're ready, just go back to that special place, that place of change and opportunity, a place where you can feel confident. Could be real, could be imaginary. Doesn't matter. Just let your imagination take you to that place where confidence can grow, where things can start to change. And it's very curious, very interesting that you'll come up with the place you come up with, that you go to the place you go to. Could be different every time. It could always be the same place. It doesn't matter. It's very interesting why that particular place comes to mind, because it feels so powerful. Nobody else can go to that place. It's just for you to feel confident. And then you go deeper and deeper, relax to a completely different level, a level where you can achieve all the things you wish for, gently, gently, gradually, and you are completely in control of everything. Such a wonderful feeling to kind of let go and drift, but at the same time to know that you're in control. It's a place where you can make it your own, you can design it how you want it to be. It's a starting point where you start to get clarity and confidence to design your own future how you want it to be. And when you're ready, you just start to feel that lovely feeling of a clear mind and a confident mind. And physically, you just feel yourself almost weightless. So when you're ready and in your own time, you can just float above the situation, like a feeling of total freedom. So you can look down on things and get real clarity and perspective. Everything starts to make sense. To your unconscious mind, it's always made sense, but you give yourself the space and the time. And then as you look ahead into the future, a very exciting and positive future. It's like a timeline leading out ahead of you. Maybe there's a sound, some distant music or something nice. And it leads like a light or a pathway into the future. You start to move along that timeline. The hours, the days, weeks, months go by. And you feel powerful. You feel really, really confident. In a way that you can own, it can be you, your confidence. Until you find yourself 3 months in the future. When you find yourself there 3 months ahead in the future from where you started, you'll just stop and you just drift down in your own time so that you can actually be there in the future, 3 months from when you started, and notice what's changed and who you've started to become. And if people saw you, they would see you as being very confident, very successful, and you've achieved all of those goals, and I don't know what they are, but remind yourself. Put them in the picture, put the goals there so you can actually enjoy and experience them. Pick something up and hold it, or look at it and prove to yourself that it's real. The future that you've created 3 months from where you started, it's already changing. Things that you thought might be difficult were much easier than you expected. Things that you thought were barriers and obstacles just vanished. Maybe you jumped over them, maybe you knocked them over, maybe they were just illusions all the time. Nothing. But I do know that you feel stronger, clearer. Let the confidence grow. Bring something with you, like a souvenir, some proof from the future, something you can keep with you that's very special, that reminds you just how good it's going to be. And when you're ready, just drift back up onto that timeline. And when you're ready, just count yourself 1, 2, 3, and you start moving forwards into the future again. Days and weeks, months going by until you find yourself again, this time 6 months in the future from when you started. Again, you take a deep breath, and down you go, drifting down into the future to be there, to experience it. And you look around you, and it's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's just how you hoped it would be, and you look around and see the things that are there, and feel the feelings, hear the sounds, see the colours, the surroundings. It's just how you thought it would be, but there's some really nice surprises too. Things you hadn't thought of that are even better than you expected. Notice who's there, notice what they're saying, notice how you feel, who you're becoming. Say something to yourself that's really positive so that you feel really good, really proud of yourself. Just take all the time you need to just drift deeper back into that scene, clear as you can. And again, in your own time, back up on the timeline and into the future, drifting until you get to the place which is a year from where you started. And let yourself go down deeper, relax, drifting into that future 12 months. And again, notice everything that's there and everything that's changed. It's exciting, it's wonderful, it's compelling. Looking around, see what's there, what you notice, what you hear, what you feel. And don't put up with average, make it perfect. Make sure that you've achieved all of your goals and it's real. And when you're ready, just pick something up again, something that's like proof, evidence, a souvenir of the future that you can bring back with you, can keep it with you, something that's always there to remind you of how good it's going to be. It could be a photo, it could be anything, anything at all that you pick up could be something very precious. Again, when you're ready, when you've done what you need to, just let yourself drift back up onto that timeline. And this time you turn around and start to just drift back through the months, weeks, days, until you find yourself back above the present moment in your special place, and you drift back down, and you're back in that special place where you can just become cozy and comfortable, so warm and cozy and relaxed, cool like a gentle breeze, refreshed, rejuvenated, and just let yourself go a little bit deeper so that all these understandings can be clear to you. It's like all of the old limiting beliefs from the past, you're taking them out and throwing them away. You don't need them anymore. And you're actually letting the new beliefs, the new positive beliefs about yourself and what's possible, you're letting those go in. In fact, you're actually programming yourself for success. You're putting those suggestions, those ideas in there where you can use them. If you can choose any belief you want, you may as well choose the beliefs of confidence and success. And you may as well help other people to do the same. And everything slows down, so everything becomes easier. Time slows right down. So that every second, every moment becomes like an hour of relaxation for you right now. And you're going to find more and more in the future, as you achieve more and more of these successful things, that some of the things that you worried about doing that you might not do, and it might be more of a thinking than doing, that you wanted it to be doing, not thinking. Some of those things where you used to spend so much time worrying about it and thinking about what you weren't doing, it's like that's all gone in the future. And the things that you used to think about, they're done. You just did them. And you chuckle because it's like, when did that happen? Now you sometimes seem to even do things before you've thought about them. You're so clear on what to do next and where to go. And whenever you feel a dip in enthusiasm or energy or motivation or confidence, it's like momentary. You don't worry about it because you know it will soon come back. You know, think about children. They worry about things that have gone, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever played with kids and you blow bubbles and the bubble goes off into the distance, and the children, they're all upset because they think it's gone forever. But it's not, because it just comes, you just get another one, it comes back, or you blow some more bubbles, it doesn't matter. And people worry about things that are going to be gone, but they're not gone. In fact, if you ever wanted to, you could choose to not be confident, if you wanted to, if that was comfortable, but probably wouldn't do it for very long. Because it's more comfortable to be confident once you're used to thinking that way. It's easier. So you can stay positive, you can stay enthusiastic, you can stay confident when you choose to. And every day it gets easier, every day it becomes more and more comfortable. And when you work with other people, with clients or helping other people you haven't met yet, or even people you know, or people who are friends of friends, or whatever it is, every single time it gets easier and you're filled with an energy of confidence that you can help anybody that you choose to. And all the questions you used to have are becoming answered. All the things that used to seem like challenges are now obstacles that you put behind you. And just take all the time that you need to just let all these changes, these learnings and understandings go deep into your awareness, part of you, part of who you are. You can feel the changes happening even now. You might not notice some of the results till a few days ahead or a week ahead, but you're making the changes right now. You're programming in your results for the future by just making these gentle, subtle changes in this moment. You can actually feel the change happening. Just remind yourself why you're doing it and how good it's going to be. Picture it clearly, the results. smile on your face, a look of energy and confidence, certainty. And when you're ready, just start to slowly bring yourself back, counting 1 to 10 in your mind, and each number reminding yourself that the confidence is coming with you and that you can challenge yourself to use your confidence as a resource more and more in the days and weeks to come. So just bring yourself back in your own time, completely refreshed, alert, awake, completely refreshed in every way, ready to do whatever you need to do. Completely awake and refreshed in every way.